You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined now by Dr. Rusty Jones, Brad Browser, and Tom Jackson. They are the director and the two main parts in The Odd Couple. It opens up this Friday at Playhouse in the Park. Rusty, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Brad, Tom, nice to meet you, and thanks for coming on Sounds Good. Well, Rusty, I'll ask you, I guess, the easy question first. What is it about The Odd Couple that makes it one of the plays that graces the stages of both community theaters and also much larger stages over and over and over again?
Oh, I think at this point, so many people are so familiar with the story, having seen the film and enjoyed the film, the one with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, and then the very successful television show in the 1970s with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. So people know the characters. They feel connected to them already before they even arrive in the theater. But Neil Simon, the dialogue is so snappy and so funny, and it plays so beautifully that I think that it's wonderful for audiences to walk in and know that they're going to be able to laugh and have something that they're familiar with and comfortable with right off the bat.
With this play, as you know better than anyone probably, if you don't have Felix, you don't have Oscar, you don't have a play.
Exactly.
So tell me what drew you to Brad and Tom for these parts.
The wonderful chemistry they have together, the fact that they just pull these parts off so seamlessly. But they don't imitate what has come before. They're giving their own take on these characters. That said, Felix is still fastidious and annoying, and Oscar is still the biggest slob on the face of the planet. So it's not like we're going in a new direction with these characters. And they fulfill these roles just fantastically.
Well, Brad, Tom, what drew you to The Odd Couple in these classic roles?
Well, it's Neil Simon, for one thing, and it's just so funny. His writing is just so funny. To me, playing Felix is such a challenge because I am absolutely nothing like Felix.
Not a fastidious bone in your body, Tom?
Well, I was talking about the neuroses, but maybe I'm a little more like him than I care to admit. But it's just that you can take that, and make it into something that people understand and make it funny. And you can laugh at yourself for what you see in Felix and the things that he goes through. And it just is a great challenge.
Yeah, but actually the opposite for me. I am a slob, so Oscar actually kind of fit me really well. In fact, we were discussing one of the scenes one day, and we were talking about how a slob gets ready for a date. And I told him, well, what I usually do is I have two shirts, I sniff both of them, and then whichever one smells the least repulsive.
Not a matter of clean, just which one is the least repulsive.
I want to party with you.
It's always fun on our set.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys have come ready to actually do a little bit from the play. If you wouldn't mind, how about just performing what you've brought in?
Okay. You want to set up the... scene a bit?
Yeah. Oh, well, Felix has arrived in Oscar's apartment, and the Oscar has found out that he's been thrown out. Felix has been thrown out by his wife and has been wandering around aimlessly and threatening suicide, although with Felix, he's much more talk than he is due. And basically in this scene, Oscar is trying to talk Felix down from the trees, get him calmed down, get him to move into the apartment. And they realize that they actually have a lot more in common than you might actually think.
Felix, why don't you leave yourself alone? Don't tinker.
Oh, I can't help myself. I drive everyone crazy. A marriage counselor once kicked me out of his office. He wrote on my chart, "Lunatic!" I don't blame her. It's impossible to be married to me.
It takes two to make a marriage rotten.
Oh, you don't know what I was like at home. I bought her a book and made her write down every penny we spent. 38 cents for cigarettes, 10 cents for a paper. Everything had to go in the book. And then we had a big fight because I said she forgot to write down how much the book was. Who could live with anyone like that?
An accountant. What do I know? We're not perfect. We all have faults.
Oh, faults? Faults? Oh, we have a maid who comes in to clean three times a week. And on the other days, Francis does the cleaning. Well, at night, after they both cleaned up, I go in and clean the whole place again. I can't help it. I like things clean. Blame it on my mother. I was toilet trained at 5 months old.
How do you remember something like that?
Oh, I loused up the marriage. Nothing was ever right. I used to recook everything. The minute she walked out of the kitchen, I would add salt or pepper. It's not that I didn't trust her. It's just that I was a better cook. Well, I cooked myself right out of a marriage. Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid.
Don't do that. You'll get a headache.
I can't stand it, Oscar. I hate me. Oh, boy, do I hate me.
You don't hate you. You love you. You think there's no one in the world with problems like you.
No, don't give me that analyst jazz. I happen to know I hate my guts.
Come on, Felix. I've never seen anyone so in love.
I thought you were my friend.
That's why I could talk to you like this, because I love you almost as much as you do.
Then help me.
How can I help you when I can't help myself? You think you're impossible to live with? Blanche used to say, "What time do you want dinner?" And I'd say, "I don't know. I'm not hungry." Then at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd wake her up and say, "Now." I've been one of the highest paid sports writers in the East for the past 14 years. And I've saved $8.50 in pennies. I'm never home. I gamble. I burn cigar holes in the furniture. And I drink like a fish. And I lie to her every chance I get. And for our 10th wedding anniversary, I took her to see a New York Rangers-Detroit Red Wings hockey game. And she got hit by a puck. And I still can't understand why she left me. That's how impossible I am.
Oh, I'm not like you, Oscar. I couldn't take it living all alone. I don't know how I'm going to work. They've got to fire me. How am I going to make a living?
You'll go on street corners and cry. They'll throw nickels at you. You'll work, Felix. You'll work.
Do you think I ought to call Francis?
What for?
Well, talk it out again.
You've talked it all out. There are no words left in your entire marriage. When are you going to face up to it?
I can't help it, Oscar. I don't know what to do.
Then listen to me. Tonight you're going to sleep here, and tomorrow you're going to get your clothes and your electric toothbrush, and you'll move in with me.
Oh, no. It's your apartment. I'll be in the way.
There are 8 rooms. We could go an entire year without seeing each other. Don't you understand? I want you to move in.
Why? I'm a pest.
I know you're a pest. You don't have to keep telling me.
Then why do you want me to live with you?
Because I can't stand living alone. That's why. For crying out loud, I'm proposing to you. What do you want, a ring?
It's Brad Browser and Tom Jackson as Oscar and Felix of The Odd Couple. Sounds really, really funny, guys. I guess that's the object.
That's the idea. Right?
That's not even Hopefully. The funny part.
Yeah. That's right. That's the idea.
Well, tell us about the rest of the cast. I mean, obviously, Felix and Oscar kind of have the bulk of the lines, but who did you flesh out this ensemble with?
Oscar's got a gang of poker-playing buddies that he hangs out with, Roy and Vinny and Speed and Murray the cop. And we have a wonderful cast, supporting cast of that, Sam Underwood and Lauren Taylor. And help me, Barry Wilson and who am I leaving out? Wayne Hogue.
Yeah.
And they're terrific. And Speed, actually, the character of Speed, this hard-smoking gambler, we actually cast with a woman, Lauren Taylor, that adds just a lovely level of irony to all the kind of... hardcore yes. gambling stuff that comes
really
out of
well
Speed's mouth. Absolutely.
It's a great
and then,
casting.
And then, of course, there's the Cuckoo Pigeon Sisters, who you just can't leave out. The dates for Oscar and Felix. And that's Marcy Jo Gardner-Edmonds and Tanya Hunter. And they will put people on the floor. They are just an absolute scream.
Is the setting contemporary? Is it set in 2013, or is it from the 60s?
No, we're taking it more to the 60s. I mean, you can't get a pack of cigarettes for 38 cents.
So we can't get a London broil for $9 either.
So we just sort of took the script as it was and tried to make it that time period.
So anyone who's familiar with either the play or with the television show, they're going to go Friday, and they're going to have a good idea of what they're going to get. You're not doing it as a drag show or as Felix is an alien. You haven't made any drastic
hey, wait
departure.
A wait a minute.
No, it's too late to change.
Too late to change. All right. No, we're playing it straight, and we're definitely playing it for the fun and the laughs, and so the whole family can come and enjoy it, definitely.
Of course, next year, we might consider that. Huh?
Oscar is a space alien. Huh? Yeah.
So tell us the business that opens Friday at 7?
Yes, Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 2:30 p.m.
And it runs for 2 weekends, this weekend and then the following weekend.
And for ticket information?
I know playhouseofthepark.net, and I can't not remember the phone number, but there's a phone number that Rusty will now...
I will?
Yes.
I came readily prepared. The easiest way to get tickets is to go online and go to playhouseinthepark.net and then order it through their online system. But, of course, you can call Playhouse directly and order the tickets. Or you can do this crazy thing of just show up. Yep. Now, you know, I think we may be having some really good houses, but still, we invite walk-ins.
Indeed.
And being the professional I am, I can tell you that number is 270-759-1752.
Lisa's going to kill us. Yes. You know, you realize that, don't you?
Oh, we have lines to remember, so we can remember telephone numbers.
Tom Jackson, Brad Browser, Rusty Jones, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thanks for having us.
Again, The Odd Couple opens Friday at 7 o'clock at Playhouse in the Park here in Murray.